All right, everyone. What's up? This is Ryan Edward Rod. I got Jared Hicks on the line. This is the Full Press Coverage 49ers podcast. It's been a while. Jared, what's new with you, man?
Man, nothing much. Just adjusting to life in self-isolation, man. Just getting reacquainted with my Nintendo Switch. Really starting to appreciate the songs that I get to hear every morning by all the birds in the neighborhood, and that's pretty much the gist of it. How's everything going with you, bro?
Man, last week was the first full week that I was doing work from home. You know, I'm one of the lucky ones where I work for like a payroll / human resources type company, even though I do no payroll whatsoever. But they sent home, we got like 15,000 employees nationwide. And I think the CEO said like 95% of us are now work from home. So we're probably going to be work from home for at least a little while. So that's been easy, having, you know, the ability to wake up a little bit later, you know, get ready and just walk into the room and then just start working for, you know, 8 hours. It's kind of helped. Otherwise, yeah, man, I'm just like you, like I've been playing my Switch a lot, you know, on my lunches/breaks and stuff like that. I'm just sitting there at the computer, just playing with my Switch. Otherwise, you know, just we had the kids home last week, both kids home, you know, my daughter and then our goddaughter were home. So it was a little crazy. But yeah, you got three adults now who all three of us work in the same company. So we're all at the in our own little mini offices kind of scattered around through the house. So that's what we've been doing. I mean, obviously, you're in California. So like, how's that been? Like, how crazy is it in terms of like lockdowns, and are people going out at all?
So I guess I'll break it down in parts, because obviously being out here, you don't know what it's like in the rest of the country other than what you see on the news or what you hear from friends, you know, not unlike yourself. But it's been different. It's been noticeable, but I would say there are still times when I'm still surprised the number of cars that I see out. Obviously you don't know where they're going. They could be going to the grocery store. They could be going, you know, to Total Wine. They could be going to get gas. They could be going, you know, to, you know, takeout restaurant, whatever, just to, you know, have something to eat for their family. But what I would say is from the day that the NBA, canceled or postponed, suspended, whatever the word you want to use is, their season, that was on a Wednesday. I believe that was March 11th. Between then and the 13th, that Friday, like, it was noticeable the energy and the anxiety that was happening in people. And it's still there now, but I just think with as time passes, people are getting more used to being self-isolation is probably the best word, but for lack of a better term, quarantined. But it's different, bro, because obviously, you know, we have the shelter in place order or stay at home order, however you want to call it, throughout the whole state. And I mean, for the most part, when you go outside in your neighborhood, you don't see your neighbors, you know, like you used to. You don't see the kids playing in the streets, riding their bikes. You don't see them playing basketball. You know, on occasion, you'll see people walking with their family. But it's kind of eerie in that sense, because it's just, I'm still not fully used to it. I'm getting used to it, but I'm still not fully used to not being able to go where you want to go, not being able to like go to, you know, the waterfront and just hang out, not being able to go to one of the bigger parks and just, you know, sit on a bench or go play golf. It's like, it's really eerie in that sense. But it is nice that you don't have to deal with all the noises from, like, you know, the cars. And at least for myself, I haven't heard too many ambulances or anything like that. So it's nice to not be able to deal with all the excess noise and pollution. That part's nice, but everything else is still taking some getting used to. How is it in Arizona? I know it's different. It's so cool. I know we were talking. You said they're not fully under any orders yet?
No. I mean, like Governor Doug Ducey, the former CEO of Cold Stone Creamery, yeah, He's, that's what he was, man. He was the former CEO, you know?
I didn't know that. I'll be honest, I didn't know Doug Ducey was the CEO of Cold Stone.
Yeah, you run a ice cream company that's successful, you know, because you can, you know, mix some stuff into your ice cream. You know, you run that well, you become the state treasurer, and then you live, you know, you're in a state that is a, you know, when you lived here for a while, you know, you remember how red that was. It's getting a little bit better, but I mean, after Jan Brewer, he became president. I'm not president, but God, I hope never president. Jesus.
Well, can't get much worse.
Governor. But I mean, yeah, he's kind of been hands off. I mean, he has, you know, has a list of essential workers. We're not going to go over that full list, but I mean, the list included stuff like pawn shops. It included stuff like nail salons and hair salons. Like, that tells you that he's just thinking about businesses. And I get it, you know, we want to focus on businesses too and make sure that they stay in business and everything through all of this. But I mean, they're not essential services. Let's be honest. Like, unless you're working at like a convenience store / grocery store, maybe even a hardware store, you know, outside of like city services and like hospitals and, you know, medical places. I mean, those aren't, you know, you're not an essential service. I mean, I'm not an essential worker. They were able to move us to, like I said, to work from home. So that's cool. But I mean, the state of Arizona, for the most part, it's odd because you talk about not being able to go and do something. So at our house, basically, we've chosen to just kind of isolate ourselves. So to be fair, you know, we could, if we wanted to really go out, we could for the most part. I mean, yeah, a lot of places, you know, like I call it Arizona kind of being like in half. It's like a half measure where it's like, hey, businesses are like minimal contact, but Target's still open. People are still flocking to Target. We were mentioning before we started recording, you know, I went to GameStop the other day, and GameStop is kind of enforcing this no contact thing where you order online for store pickup and you call ahead once the order has been, you know, placed and everything. You call in and say, hey, I'm outside. They will meet you at the door and we give you your item. So, I mean, that's cool and everything. But for the most part, I can still go around and, you know, people were at parks and people were at hiking trails and stuff like that. So I think it is getting better, though. I think people are starting to take it a little more seriously. But, I mean, it's you know, we're still one of the states that has zero, you know, shelter-in-place orders. So hopefully that changes.
That's the weirdest part to me, right? Because, like, Arizona is a state that isn't on mandatory shelter. I guess the term is stay at home. Because you think shelter in place, you think of like some kind of imminent attack from, like, you know, that includes like, we won't get into it, but it sounds like more war footing, like a physical war. But the weird part of being in California, man, like the last stuff you were naming about people being in parks and going hiking and, you know, just hanging out in certain places, like, it's still happening, man. Obviously, the governor, you know, Gavin Newsom, he closed down all the state parks, the parking lots that are owned by the state. I think a lot of these counties that are owning them are doing the same thing. I know up here in the Sacramento area, you know, if it's owned by the county or if it's along the American River Parkway, they shut it down, which is, you know, one of the rivers in the city. But, like, I'll still go on Instagram. I'll still be on Twitter. I'll still, you know, text or FaceTime friends, and I'll hear stories or I'll literally see people that are like still having, you know, their families over. I'm talking like 15, 20 people, you know, having full out parties, you know, going on hikes, not maintaining a 6-7 foot social distancing, which it's odd to me. It's like, why wouldn't you be doing that if you have all these businesses that are willing to close down, businesses that under no circumstances want to do anything other than make money and be efficient and cut costs where they have to make more money, willingly lose money. These places that are essential services, like, you know, say a grocery store or, for instance, I went to Total Wine and I went to a Save Mart a couple days ago because I wanted to pick up some stuff just to have, you know, just to unwind or whatever, but also have some groceries. And in both of those places, they had the tape on the ground. to Mark, stand here, and put it 6 feet apart. And if somebody got closer than 6 feet, like, the workers were pretty much on it. When they noticed it, said, excuse me, do you mind stepping back onto the tape to, you know, maintain social distancing? And it's like, if you got these workers that are out here that are noticing it, but you don't want to do that just in your everyday life, it's like it almost defeats the purpose, because you don't know who has the virus and who doesn't. You don't know who's infected already or who's carrying it and who's not, you know. And I know there's nothing perfect about it, but I would think more people than not would want to do the right thing and try to mitigate their risk of contracting it, just for the sake of, you know, the more people that get infected and the more of a spike this is, the longer it's going to take for us to go back to normal life and to go back to being able to cope with this in a way that's manageable. Because I don't know, man. I wish more people were taking it seriously from what I've seen. And there might be people that are taking it seriously. But I feel like we should be doing more as a society right now just to take this seriously, you know, to get through this together. I mean, they're taking all the right measures, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I hear what you're saying. And like, and that's kind of the frustrating thing now, is because, you know, you look at the people who do take it seriously, you know, they're staying at home, they're trying to minimize contact with anyone not inside of their household. And then you look at the other people who aren't taking it seriously, and it's just an odd mix of people who, you know, don't care because either they're too young, or don't care because they're kind of older and they just don't want, you know, they don't want to listen and do things outside of what they're normally doing.
Right.
And then you have the others who, you know, basically should be following the rules because, you know, they would be at risk for whomever or whatever. And, you know, they're just kind of taking half measures. You know, they're still happy, they're still meeting with people, but oh, they're trying to be more safe with, you know, trying to avoid big public places. And it's like, you know, deep down, it's not gonna, you know, the half measures aren't gonna be the things that help us. Those are the things that actually hurt everyone, because, you know, it's easy for us to see the idiots who are like, oh, they're at the beach party. And we're like, all right, cool. But it's like,
right,
it comes down to, you know, your neighbor or your uncle or your friend who doesn't take it as seriously. And they only kind of do a half measure of, you know, they're still going out a lot, but they're just not going out in big groups or something, but they're still coming within the 6 feet, you know, and they might be asymptomatic, you know.
Right.
So it's a little frustrating, but I mean, for anyone who's obviously already listening, you know, we're about 12 or 13 minutes in, and if you haven't noticed, this isn't going to really be like your normal podcast where we're going to talk about the 49ers. I mean, there's nothing going on right now, so we're not going to really talk about that today. We're just going to kind of talk about what's been happening and just kind of keep things a little bit, try to keep it lighthearted. But obviously we know we're both stuck indoors. I mean, I haven't really seen anyone outside of my, you know, people in my household, which is me, you know, Amelia, my 2-year-old cat, you know, my girlfriend, our cat named Rory, and then of course my buddy and roommate Josh and his daughter. So I mean, other than that, we've just been, you know, stuck in here. We've seen, I think, like Kat's sister, we saw her, but I mean, even that's been, you know, we see her because she came down to drop something off, but it's one of those where it's like, hey, I put it down on your doorstep. So we see each other from, like, I'm from the window and she's in the car, but we're not actually hanging out, you know? So
right.
It's one of those. I mean, you know, we're going a little stir crazy, even though we are working. So having said that, most people are going stir crazy. I mean, you see all the memes. I will say, yeah, at least we have the internet, you know, at least we can see all those memes. I mean, I know I try to share some, you know, in our group chat. So I there's a lot of people who are just sharing some crazy memes. I actually downloaded TikTok. I don't know if I told you.
Did you really?
I downloaded TikTok. I haven't made a video. I'm probably not going to. I doubt I will.
I thought about downloading TikTok, but my problem was, like, when I saw it was like 200 something megabytes to download, and I was already struggling for like storage on my phone. I was like, I got to make some tough decisions right now. So
how are you not paying for like extra cloud? Like,
bro,
how are you
not paying for that? I'm such a, I'm the last person that you want to know who I am when it comes to the cloud. I'm Sylvester Stallone in Creed. I am Rocky Balboa when Adonis comes up, Michael B. Jordan's character, trying to get the like some workouts from him when he's helping him unload the truck at his restaurant. And then you know, Rocky writes down, you know, some of the workouts, you know, Adonis takes the picture, and then he's like, oh, I'm gonna go head out to the gym and work out. And he's like, where are you going? I got the list. He's like, oh, it's in the cloud. And you know, Rocky looks up, he's like, it's in the cloud? What do you mean it's in the cloud? Like, that's kind of how I am. Like, I don't use the cloud nearly enough as I need to, or I should. I'm just like all hard drive all the time. Like, I'm kind of old world that way, I guess. I need to get with the program.
I mean, yeah, you need to, because like I think I have like 13,000 pictures now.
Good lord, man.
I'll be honest, man. Like, I maybe had 2,000 like 2.5 years ago. So like, really? Everything before Amelia was born, it was like I don't take a lot of pictures, and then Amelia was born and I average a picture or two a day. So I mean, there's that.
Plus, but that explains it too, because you also have the kids too.
Yeah, see, I have a kid, so it's like, and she does some crazy shit. I mean, so here's the thing with 2-year-olds. That's when they're at the age that they're really like, they're running now. You know, they run a little funny because it's like a tiptoe running. I don't know if you've ever done that, where you're trying to go from like the bathroom to your bedroom and you're not really running, but you're like kind of like on your tippy toes and you're just kind of like kicking your legs really quickly. So you move really fast, but it just looks really dumb.
Right.
She does that now. Like, if she does something, and she'll look at us and she knows that we're going to scold her. She knows it. And she does it. And as soon as we start taking that first step, she bolts. Like, she's good with that. But she's also at that age where she'll be standing on the bed and she'll be on our bed standing up. I'm sitting right next to her. And then she's watching a video or something. Right. I look at her and tell her, hey, sit down. And instead of just sitting down, like, she does this like standing leg drop that she does. If you're trying to figure out what it's like, think of Hulk Hogan's leg drop. For the people who haven't seen Hulk Hogan wrestle, just Google Hulk Hogan leg drop. That was his finishing move. I mean, she basically just, from a standing position, just jumps. Like, she learned how to jump recently. She just jumps in the air and comes down with her legs like that in like a sitting position. So, how? I mean,
how?
I don't know, man. Like, she just suddenly learned to do that. I'll be honest, you know, I do occasionally like rock bottom my daughter on the bed. You know, she thinks it's hilarious. Like, because, you know, she's 2 years old, she can kind of control her body a little bit. You know, if I pick her up or whatever, I just kind of toss her on the bed, like, right, just kind of chuck her. You know, I'm a chest passer, you know, doing a fundamental basketball type thing. I'll chest pass her basically.
Okay, Tim Duncan.
Hey, man, you know, I'm trying to be fundamental here, you know, just trying to make sure that I, you know, give a nice chest high pass there. But I mean, that's, man, I've been dealing with her lately. So like, you know, that's why I use the cloud, man, like all the pictures and videos of her, you know, all that kind of stuff, dude. And the cloud just saves me so much space. Like, don't get me wrong, I have like an iPhone that has like 250 gigs, but I mean, realistically, if I pull it up, I probably am using maybe 30 gigs. And that's just because I pay for like, I think it's like 99 gigs or something like that. Whatever the cloud is, it's like $1. I don't know what it is, man. I just pay for it because I have a lot of pictures and I got tired of having to delete stuff. You know, I'm lazy like that. So look into it, man. You got to get it soon.
I'll look into it. I mean, I it's already something I should do because, like you said, there's no excuse. You have an iPhone. It's like, you know, everything's already on iCloud already, or you could use Google or whatever, but I'll look into it. I mean, it's not like I have anything other than time right now, so I have plenty of time to like read up on stuff and actually figure out, oh, what do I want to do? My problem is I don't take that many pictures. I probably should take more pictures now that you're in quarantine, so that way like 5-10 years from now, you know, if you have like, I don't have any kids, obviously. I have godkids, though, you know about. I have two of them. My goddaughters, Juliana and Tatiana, they're about to be 3 and 2. But maybe show them in 10 years. So, yeah, you remember when you guys couldn't go out the house for, like, however many months? Yeah, this is what you guys look like. Oh, yeah, this is what your Uncle Jared was doing. Yeah, this is what the old house looks like. Yeah, it's everything's so much different. But you should, it probably would be good just to look back on or to show your kids, like, yeah, when you're reading in your history books about the great coronavirus crisis, like, this is what life was like. It's not a game. It's not made up. It's not a falsehood or fake news. We were really sitting in the house doing a podcast with your Uncle Ryan, you know what I mean?
Right, yeah, like we're over here just kind of sitting down and watching Netflix for a whole day. I mean,
speaking of Netflix, I need to know, have you watched that Tiger King?
I was texting you early today. So this morning for breakfast, around like 9:30, 10 o'clock, I figured, you know what? I'm going to watch some Netflix. And the first thing that was on there was on that list was the Tiger King thing. Now, full disclaimer, I have listened to the Joe Exotic podcast. I think it's like Over My Dead Body or whoever. I think Wondery does it.
If you're did you listen to it before?
Yes. So I had listened to them before. Wow. Like, I want to say like last year, you know, because okay. Sometimes I'll listen to the true crime stuff and his was really interesting. So I had known the basics of the story. And, you know, I had known about, you know, the whole actual, you know, trial and the, you know, all that stuff, the proceedings. But it had, because of that, I'd kind of been hesitant of actually watching the show because I was like, okay, well, you know, I'm not going to really get too much out of it because I've already listened to the story. I already know the story. And Boy, was I wrong. Like, okay, first of all, I started this by saying I put it on about 10 o'clock in the morning.
Okay.
I stopped watching. So I finished it. There's 7 episodes, about 45 minutes a piece. I finished it. So 6 o'clock came around and that was my day. I had basically spent my entire 8 hours of just watching Netflix's little, they call it a limited series. It's just one of those, you know, 7 episodes, documentary series type thing. Yeah, I watched that Tiger King and man, like that shit's crazy. Like, I don't know what other way to put it because, you know, you're looking at them and you're just like, man, these guys aren't like what you would think. You know, they don't seem all there. First of all, I mean, okay, if you're a person that needs to have like big cats, and I don't mean like your cat is a big, like fat cat. I don't mean that stuff. I mean, If you're having to buy leopards and tigers and lions or what have you, there's something different about you. Either there's something wrong with you or you just have way too much money on your hands. So that's, you know, that's kind of a bad combination. And If anyone hasn't watched that show, within 2 or 3 episodes, if you, and I'll put this as a disclaimer, you have to be willing to sit through the fact that they do talk about animal cruelty and the fact that you do have to deal with the fact that you see, you know, these big cats in cages, you know, so there is that part. And that was kind of hard to watch for a lot of it, but that's such a small portion of the actual story. And there's just so much drama, you know, this is, you know, reality TV type stuff. And this was just addicting, you know, cause the story just got wild, you know, more and more wild, you know, things just didn't seem real, but I mean, all of this is on the record. A lot of it was brought up in court cases. And, you know, like there's a dude who basically is a polygamist out in like Florida and, you know, it's just wild. And you got this guy who's like a short, he's gay, he's loud, he's like what you would think of like a kind of like a current like Trump GOP guy, like a supporter, you know, someone who wears the red hats and everything like that. You would think he's that. And he has big cats and he runs like a zoo and he's in Oklahoma. And that's kind of the weirdest thing of all. You're just like, oh, like these are like Rust Belt people. This isn't like wealthy guys who own cats. No, these are like Rust Belt people who are fighting over this stuff. It's just ridiculous. I mean, I know I told you to watch it, but have you watched it at all yet?
No. So I'm actually probably going to be watching it when we're done with this podcast. I'm not going to lie. When I first saw it pop up on Twitter, at first I didn't think it was like a real thing. I thought it was like a meme that people were talking about. Like somebody just, you know, they fired off a popular meme because I didn't know anything about Joe Exotic. Or if I did, I do not remember. So I was just like, yo, who is this cat out here with this Fu Manchu and this mullet and this big old tiger like right by his head. Like what is this? Oh, this is gonna be the next Crying Jordan meme. And then as you start to just read more, and just talk to, you know, friends, you know, like you and some of my other friends, and they keep talking about this thing. It's like, yo, you got to see this Tiger King. Like, it's so out of control. It's like, they're making it sound like, you know, I guess to spin it in a sports sense, they make it sound like the equivalent of having to watch like the OJ Made in America. Like, everybody was watching that 30 for 30. Like, everybody was live tweeting that 30 for 30. Everybody was talking about, like, yo, I know we lived through this, but like, this is like the craziest thing I've ever seen on ESPN ever. And that's the way that people were making it sound like the Tiger King was, where it's like, you know, this is some of the craziest things I've ever seen Netflix put out, like, ever. So I'm sold. And like I said, I'm going to try to power through at least 3 episodes before I go to bed tonight. But yeah, I'm sold just from the way that people are talking about it. They're like, it's so out of control. It's so ridiculous. It's so over the top. And it's like, so it's predictable and yet it's unpredictable at the same time. Like, it makes no sense. Like, how they keep ramping this thing up. You have to watch it. I'm like, all right, man, y'all sold me. It's not like I have an excuse. Like, oh yeah, you know, got to go to work tomorrow, get up early, drive downtown, you know, get some work, the paperwork done. No, my butt at home, just like everybody else. So we going to power through this Tiger King and try to be done with it by close of business Monday night.
Man, like, that's your homework now. Like, later this week, we're going to probably meet up for another pod. We're going to have Jared give his review of the Tiger King, a little like mini series on Netflix. I mean, man, you are right. I'm just saying, it's wild. Like, I don't think I've ever watched anything on Netflix or even anything on TV outside of like quote unquote reality shows that are this insane. I mean, the stories just seem so, you know, out of this world. They just seem so fake. They can't be real. And then you find out like, no, these guys are actual real people. And these are the stories they're telling. And it's just like, what is going on? And it's just, I couldn't stop watching. I mean, at one point, you know, like Kat looked at me and she was like, is there more episodes? And I told her no. And we kind of had that like little withdrawal of like, oh, okay, well, is there more story than we can hear? Because like, it's like that one friend who has done a ton of crazy stuff. You know, he has a bunch of drunk stories, has a bunch of stories on drugs or whatever. And he'll tell you the stories whenever you guys are all hanging out. And it's just always fun to hear this new story every time. And you're right. Just like, I know this is ridiculous and it shouldn't be true, but I know it's true. And that's kind of what it's like watching that. I mean, no joke. I did not know that world was like that. And man, like, some of these guys, like, they're just like, I mean, they're not nice to look at. Let's just put it that way. Okay. And you're like, why are you surrounded with beautiful women? And it's because, oh, I have this like little tiger cub. And I was like, man, that is ridiculous. You know, like, really, like, that's a thing. But I mean, yeah, that's, you got to watch it. Next time we're on, we're going to kind of go over it, what you think about it. But you kind of brought up an interesting point. Now that we are basically all stuck at home, you know, like, what are a couple of things, you know, that you do on the regular just to kind of, you know, take your mind off of things and not just like stare at the wall?
So that is a very good question. I'd love to say that I have some great enlightened answer, but like I said, I'll be honest. The main thing for me, you know, if you've listened to the first two pods, you kind of have an idea that I work in sports and entertainment from the aspect of working at an arena. And with that being dark right now, you know, so does the job, essentially. So, you know, you apply for different essential businesses that have been looking to hire just to, you know, keep busy. You know, got to still pay these bills because they're still coming in. But as far as like leisure stuff, you know, I've been on my Nintendo Switch doing my research whether I want to get Animal Crossing or not. I'm not the hugest Animal Crossing fan. I'm a fan of Isabelle because I like Shih Tzus. I had a Shih Tzu at once in my life, so I'm a fan of her, but I'm not necessarily a fan of Animal Crossing, but it does look like a cute little game to pass the time. But I'll, you know, YouTube, play Super Smash Brothers, or play Final Fantasy VII, get caught up on that since I haven't played that game in like 20 years. You know, I'll read. Right now I'm actually reading a book that I put off for like years, an older book, Soccer in Sun and Shadow. So just reading that, it's sports related, but if I'm not doing that, I'll pick up some old stuff, look at like some old literature that I have on African-American history, or just on like financial literacy, stuff like that. And trying to pick up like new hobbies, you know. So I've always wanted to draw. Little factoid about me, I've always, when I was a kid, my dream was actually to have my own comic strip, because I'm a huge Calvin and Hobbes fan. So I would doodle things, but I'm not like anywhere near being a decent drawer or artist, but it's always something I've found interest in. So find the time to do that. Still go for a walk, get outside, get some fresh air. And then I probably, other than that, I think I'm just kind of open to whatever just comes up. I find myself watching a lot of PBS. So, for instance, yesterday I was watching, they had like a little segment. I like to watch like world news. So I watch like BBC on PBS. I watch like NHK World News. And sometimes NHK is based out of Japan. But I will watch their news program. And then afterwards, if I'm lucky, they'll do like another program just documenting different stuff going on throughout like Asia and the Pacific. So I watched stuff about that. Yesterday they had on a documentary about Lorraine Hansberry, who wrote the great play A Raisin in the Sun. So I learned a lot about that. Just finding different things, trying to, you know, stay busy. I think I still have something that was supposed to watch on PBS that had to do with like Bob Ross and painting. That seemed like it would be kind of fun given the circumstance. So I'll go check out old Bob, you know what I'm saying? But other than that, you know, trying to catch up on reruns, trying to talk myself into being productive, and, you know, still trying to FaceTime and, you know, catch up with friends, because it can be a little bit sad and depressing when you're, you know, isolated to yourself. But, you know, I would think this would be a lot worse if this was in like the 1980s or the 1990s. Or even early 2000s, really before the advent of like all this technology, where you have, you know, video conferencing, and you have the ability to text and talk to people instantaneously, not like on a AOL instant messenger where, you know, it takes some time, but like instantaneously from anywhere in the world. It really does help out to be able to still connect with people, even to do this podcast the way that we're doing it. Both of us being at home, not having to be in different states, still being able to communicate instantaneously. The one thing I will say before I get off, if you guys aren't doing so already, if you like R&B, oldies, Motown, hip hop, go on Instagram, follow D Nice, follow Ninth Wonder, follow Questlove from the Roots. They do great DJ sessions, and that is a essential function of me keeping my mind positive and off negative energy, because they keep the party going and they turn it down at the right time and play old music, new music. It's really a beautiful thing. It's powerful, man, what music can do for you in times of hardship to keep your mind positive.
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, I agree with you there. I mean, I think you had texted me earlier tonight saying that I should check that out, because you said D Nice was playing the music right up my alley, which was all the slow jams. So
I know you checked it out, right? And,
dude, I went on there like the moment I saw that text. I'm like, let me listen to this, because I know he's been doing some streams, and I've seen them like later on like YouTube or someone posted it on Twitter or something. So that was really cool. I mean, on my end, because I'll be honest, because I'm working still, you know, work from home right now, Monday through Friday for 8 hours, basically from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. You know, 9 hours pretty much. Like, I'm on the computer doing some work, you know, I'm still on calls with my clients, surprisingly, I'll be honest, like, there's a lot of them who are, you know, at work from home type businesses right now. So, you know, we're still busy, thankfully, because that means we're still employed. So that helps. But other right. than that, I mean, like, yeah, the fact that obviously we can't go out and everything. So the weekends are a little bit weird because the weekends were when we would go out. We go to like farmers markets and stuff like that. We weren't able to go to the farmers market this past week. Obviously, we're trying to limit exposure just because I am one of the more at-risk individuals because I have like diabetes and I've had all these other health issues. So for me, I'm trying to avoid it as much as possible. And because our daughter is so young, we're obviously trying to avoid that. But, you know, that's been kind of keeping us home. A lot of it for us has just been kind of like watching a lot of shows that we haven't watched. But I'll be honest, like, we are trying to find stuff to do. It's a lot of it is just kind of like, you know, trying to get our daughter to like start potty training and all that kind of stuff. So there's that. But I mean, I've been watching a lot of like YouTube lately just because, one, I like doing it, but I haven't had a lot of time because I was, you know, at work and all that kind of stuff. But now that I'm home, I've been watching a lot of YouTube. Couple guys who play like, and I'm one of those weird ones, I guess you would say, like, at least some of the people I know, like Kat thinks I'm weird because I'll watch someone's videos on YouTube of them playing a video game. You know, I'm one of those guys who will like watch them. Yeah, well, I'll watch them play like NCAA like 13 or 14, whatever that last one was that came out. I'll watch them play their dynasty mode. So I'll like watch episodes, you know, I'll watch guys play like MLB The Show or something. I'm one of those people. So I'll do that for like an hour or something like that. And like I mentioned earlier, I downloaded TikTok. So like, I don't even know how to use TikTok. I'll be honest. Like, I'm just flipping through videos and clicking like or whatever. But some of that stuff is just, that's some good humor. So that's been fun. There's been a countless hours of that over the last few days. Otherwise, it's just, you know, I'm lucky because since I have my daughter and everything, she kind of occupies most of your time. So it's just having her around helps. But yeah, I mean, it's weird not having sports and stuff. Like on TV the other day, there was, you know, they had like the 19, I think today it was 1997's like men's NCAA basketball, the championship game. I think it was like, what was it, Arizona and Duke or something like that? Or
I believe so.
I think it was Arizona Duke. Yeah, that was when Arizona won. So like, yeah, I was on TV. I mean, ESPN the last couple of Sundays have been showing like random WrestleManias, which has been kind of interesting, you know, getting to watch something like that. The MLB Network has been showing like their various games. So last week, Friday, I got to watch like the Yankees Mariners game 5 from like the 95, ALDS, so that was really cool. You know,
is that the King Griffey game?
That was the Edgar Martinez double game. Yeah, the one that Griffey scores in the
scored on. Nice.
Yeah. So that was the one, and I honestly remember watching it live. It was on ABC. I remember watching it as a kid live in Hawaii, just sitting there watching the game. And growing up, I was obviously, I was like a lot of kids my age, big like Ken Griffey Jr. fan. So I was also a Mariners fan because you know, I had an aunt who grew up. Who lived in Tacoma. So, you know, we used to go there, and that summer was the summer I went to visit them was the summer they made that big comeback and got to the playoffs. So got to be around that. So I was a big, you know, Edgar Martinez fan, Jay Buhner fan. So it was really cool watching that again, you know, getting to watch the game that basically, you know, really put me on the path of, you know, being such a huge baseball fan. So that was really cool. I mean, the NBA TV is doing the same thing. Yeah, I'm like just kind of trying to watch some television that I don't normally get to watch. I'm watching my kid do random stuff and trying to enjoy that. Yeah, but I mean, like, that's kind of all I've been doing, really. I mean, there's not a lot we can do, obviously. You know, we've gone to walks as well. We do drive around sometimes, and that's sometimes we'll just go on a drive and just that's it. We'll just drive somewhere and come back. So, I mean, that's kind of what we've been doing, obviously. Not a lot we can do. Hopefully, everyone, you guys are kind of trying to be somewhat productive, you know, even if it means you're just watching a show that you haven't been able to watch lately and you're just binging. I mean, just as long as you're doing that and you're not going out and being around people, we're good. You know, let's be honest. Let's just try to avoid the contact there. But yeah, so obviously we know that we're probably going to be stuck doing this for a little longer. I think like President Trump just like made a statement recently, I think it was today, where he said he's you know, suggesting to follow the CDC guidelines of basically self-quarantine yourself for at least the month of April. So we're looking at another month or so where things are just basically at least completely closed down. So get used to it. You know, the faster we all do this, the faster things can kind of get back to normal. It's one of those, you know, if you just listen and take care of it now, it's going to be a lot better for us in the long run. But having said that, you know, they just recently passed that big stimulus package. I think it was like $2 trillion. We're not going to talk about the merits of it and break down, you know, what's the benefits and all that kind of stuff. All we know right now is that in a few weeks, we're probably each of us are going to get like $1,200. If you have a kid that you're dependent for, you get like an extra $500. So, you know, I'm looking at it around $1,700. So I'm going to ask a question. I'm going to pose the question, Jared, and then we're going to go to a quick break. But so you have some time to think about it. But
okay,
two things with your, let's say your $1,200. The first thing is, what are you wanting to do with the money? What do you want to do with the money if you can? That's the first one. And then your second answer is going to be what you're really going to do with the money. So while Jared's thinking about that, we're going to go ahead and take a quick break. Once again, this is Ryan and Jared. This is the full press coverage for Andrew's podcast. We'll be right back. All right, we are back, and Jared's had some time to think about his answer. So again, just to repeat the question before we went on break, we asked two questions. First one, with your $1,200 little stimulus, you know, quarantine stimulus package money, what do you want to do with the money? You know, what's that maybe I'm going to buy something stupid type of answer? And then your second answer is going to be, what are you really going to do with the money? So those two questions, Jared, you can answer either one first.
Okay, so I'm going to go with the what do I want to do with the money first. And in typical Jared fashion, I'm going to give you two answers. One that I would want to do and I can't do because logistically it can't happen. And then one, what I want to do and it could happen. So for the first part, I'd really want to take that $1,200 and put it towards going to Tokyo to go to the 2020 Olympics. The problem is you can't travel. So that's not going to happen, or the Olympics in 2020, because if you are aware, obviously they've been postponed till sometime in 2021. We don't know if it's going to be, you know, spring, summer, winter. We don't know. But I've always wanted to go to Tokyo. I was saving up my money to go this year to Tokyo, to the Olympics. And it just didn't work out because I couldn't get tickets to any of the events that I wanted to, but that's what I would have wanted to do. And that's probably what I would want to do with the money, but that's not realistic. So what I would say is, if I had $1,200, I would probably get a Bluetooth speaker because that's practical. I could play music around the house a little bit louder. I would get a grill, a new grill, so that way I can go outside, fire it up, and get some practice grilling some different type of meat, some different cuts. And I'd take whatever I had left and look at some stocks that I might want to invest in. Obviously, this isn't the best time to be going full bore on stuff if you're owning stocks. But if you're looking to invest right now, try to get in on something low, hoping that it'll rebound. Or if you're, you know, financially literate and you know, you have a good feeling or a good read on how the trends are going, you know, just take your money and put it with whatever you already have saved up that you're willing to put into the stock market and let the money work for you. So that's what I want to do. What I'm actually going to do with it, I think we all know, considering that my current employer, the National Basketball Association, is not in business. So we putting that money towards bills, phone bill, mortgage, you know, got another payment on a car I got to get taken care of. So just help put it towards that. And, you know, if I didn't have to do that, I'd be putting it towards groceries. So that's probably what I'd be doing. If I had a little money left over too, I'd probably get Animal Crossing, since we talked about it earlier. I'd probably get Animal Crossing. No, I take that back. I wouldn't get Animal Crossing. Sorry for going off the rails. I'm going to amend what I said. So I would do Bluetooth speaker, grill, get a PS4 so I could play the Final Fantasy VII remake, and then whatever's left over, help, you know, put it towards some other money I have saved up and put it in investing. That's what I would do. I want to play that dang Final Fantasy VII game. It looks out of control, bro.
I mean, I get that. I mean, I'm looking at it, mines, and it's 1,200. I think I get like an extra 5 because of Amelia. I believe that's how it's going to work. I mean, it's either Mary Cat. So one of us is going to get it. But if I'm just looking at the 1,200, if I obviously, you know, like you talked about bills and everything, I mean, I picked a hell of a time to actually buy a car, which was basically the beginning of April. I'm at the beginning of March, excuse me. So I bought a 2019 Volkswagen. So my first payment is coming up like middle of April or something like that. So that's probably going to be like a car payment for me, which is going to take up a, you know, like I'm going to have about like $700 or $800 left. After that, it'll just go. I'm probably going to make like an extra payment on like a credit card, you know, just try to like get ahead of stuff. Like I said, I'm working, so I don't have to worry about it too much, but it's just, if I can get ahead and pay off some stuff or pay down things quicker, that's going to be perfect. I mean, if I could, what I would do is buy myself like a brand new computer, which is interesting because right now we have our work computers. They made us take it home. So that's actually sitting on my desk. So I can't really buy a new computer if that's the case. But I think what I would do is basically just kind of, if I could, what I would do is probably like obviously try to buy a computer. I would love to buy like a PS4. That would be cool, just like what you're talking about. But that's just also because other than my Nintendo Switch, I don't have anything else to play. So that would probably be one. Other dumb stuff I'd probably buy is maybe look at actually finally buying some rims for my little Volkswagen Jetta.
You are so extra for that.
Dude, man, I got like a 2019, it's a white one, 2019 white Volkswagen Jetta. You know, like I got a really good deal on it that I was happy about. And it's white and it's black trim. So I'm trying to find some black rims to go along with it. Try to get my car tinted as dark as possible without getting pulled over.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, I know. But I mean, it might help, you know, if they see like a white Volkswagen Jetta, they might think, you know, that I'm some kind of like semi upper middle class white boy or something. I don't know. Hopefully that works. So we'll see how that works. But I mean, yeah, if I could, I would try to get some rims, hopefully. I mean, I have no idea how it's going to get put in. Let's be honest, you know. I think like body shops are still open, so I just might try to do that. We'll see. The funny thing, because of the fact, like I mentioned, you know, that I am working, I might get to actually spend my money on some dumb stuff. But I'll probably not.
Oh, yeah,
do
that's
that
true.
Because it's more financially smart for me to actually use it towards bills and maybe put into like a savings account, stuff like that. So that's what we'll see what happens. But I mean, you know, we were talking about Animal Crossing earlier today, and I want to get it. I've never played Animal Crossing. I'm one of those people who have never played it before. It looks pretty fun. It looks like a cute little game. But I'm all into Stardew Valley right now on the Nintendo Switch. And I know the game's been out for a while. I know that. It's been out on like PlayStation and all that kind of stuff. But I really like the Stardew Valley game. Like, I'll be honest, man. I'll tell you how it is right now. Like, I got my character. You know, he has a farm. He has a wife now. You know,
what is this, Sims? Like, what is this?
It's basically like The Sims. I interact with like townspeople. You know, I give them like gifts of like blueberries and just random flowers and stuff.
Okay.
You know, I have a barn and chicken and I have coops and stuff like that. So I got animals. I name my animals after people in my life.
Okay.
So, like,
am I named after?
You're not named yet. I'm saving you guys for later.
Okay, I'm just making sure.
I have a cat in the game. My cat name is Rory, just like in real life. So nice. I kept that true. I have two chickens. One chicken is named Amelia. One chicken is named Emily, which is my goddaughter. Because they're obviously very loud and annoying. I have a goat. I named the goat Rice.
Oh my gosh. Are you serious? That, you really named the goat Rice?
And that should be, anyone who is a 49er fan should understand that right away. And if you don't, I mean, read a book.
Come on, bro. You're a legend for that. I'm not going to lie. You're a legend for that.
Yeah. I thought about making like Jerry or Joe or whatever, but I was like, no, I'll just do rice. It's simple. So I'll do that. I have three cows. One was just born, so I haven't named the cow yet. They named the little calf yet. But the other cow, I have the two cows. One is named Raquel after one of my sisters. And the other cow is named after Josh, my roommate. So I'm not going to lie, because, you know, obviously he and I are very similar in a lot of things we joke about, and randomly we'll just yell stuff at each other. There have been a few moments when I'm playing that game and I suddenly yell out, Josh, I just milked you.
Good grief, man.
So there's been that, you know, like I tell him like, hey, bro, like you're finally old enough, so I was able to milk you. You gave me like large milk and it was like gold star quality. Like I'll tell him, you know, like it's like as if it's real life. I'll just give him updates like, hey, man, like, you know, I just got like another cow or something. Or I'll tell him like, hey, you know, like you just gave birth to another calf or whatever. You know, that's been my life, man. Like play that whenever I'm not working and whenever I'm not doing something. You know, if Kat is watching her like marathon of Better Call Saul, I'm over there playing my Nintendo Switch, playing Stardew Valley. So, I mean, I'm playing that right now. I'm probably going to go ahead and maybe pick up Animal Crossing, but I'm also I also just picked up the NBA 2K20, which I'm not really thinking it's going to be a great game. It's never really been that good on the Switch. I mean, it hasn't really been that good that for the last couple seasons, but I mean, right. It was cheap. I got it for like $24, so you can't really go wrong with that. We'll see how that goes.
I still think you should get Animal Crossing. I still think you should pick it up. Like, I feel like this is the perfect time to do it. And, you know, they keep putting out these free updates and doing certain stuff that you can only do in certain time of the year. I think they're having like Easter egg thing or a bunny, some kind of bunny event. Like, I don't know. I feel like it'd be good interaction with people. And like I said, I'm not really the biggest Animal Crossing guy, but why not? Try it out. You know,
I get that because it's like, oh, you can interact with everyone and stuff like that. But look, like when I play games, I don't play games with anyone. Like if I'm playing a game with someone, we're going to be like in the same room playing against each other, like Madden, or when we used to have like the dorm tournaments where we play like NCAA or something. Like I'm playing against you, trying to beat you, and that's it. Like
those were fun times.
The way I play games is like the way I live life right now. Like I don't want any contact with anyone. I play my Nintendo Switch. I play Stardew Valley by myself, and I don't want to talk to anyone about what I'm doing. I don't want to play. Let's be honest. Like I'm not. If I don't talk to you now, and I'm not talking about you in general, but I'm talking you specifically. I'm talking about like people in general. If I don't talk to you as a whole, because let's be honest. Like if given the opportunity, I will totally become a hermit, as outgoing as I am. So like, I don't know if I really want to play a game where I'm forced to interact with other people.
Sometimes it's fun to do that, though. I remember back in the day, this is so terrible, saying back in the day, it's like 2012, you know, being on 2011, 2012, being on like Xbox Live or playing, like you said, you know, dorm parties of, you know, just runs back to back of Madden or NCAA football. Like, I don't know, man. You would meet people from like across the country just, you know, playing the game online. And it'd be kind of fun when you'd see like, you know, people that you would meet, and they'd be like, oh, so-and-so's online. Oh, yeah, let's get this run real quick. Let me see if I can go beat Florida today, because you know they're going to run with Florida, or they're going to run with Florida State or Oklahoma or whoever's, you know, whoever's popping. I don't even remember. It's been so long since they had that game out, but I think Tebow was popping back then. I think that's what it was. Everybody was trying to run with Tebow, but I don't know. It's I could see if you don't want to interact with people, you know, actively avoiding it, but sometimes it's fun. You know, I know for me, all I do is I play locally on Super Smash Brothers, but every once in a while you get bored doing that. Or I shouldn't say bored, I don't get bored, I just want to play with real people so that way I can see how they interact with the characters. So sometimes I'll go online just to get practice doing that. But you know, I understand the vibe. You know, sometimes it is kind of weird being in a room playing online with people, especially on a Switch. You don't have like a headset. You'd have to go through like, you know, a third party app on your phone to like really communicate with people. So, you know, sometimes it is weird if they're not in the same room with you. I could see that.
Yeah. I think that's why, like, I don't play games like that anymore. I mean, don't get me wrong. I used to play Call of Duty and everything on, like, the Xbox or the PS4 and stuff like that. I used to play online. And, I mean, I was also one of those guys, like, I played Counter-Strike when Counter-Strike was, like, really big on the computer, on the PC. And so, you know, I was one of those who played regularly. I was in, like, those clans and everything like that. So, I mean, I did all that. But even then, like, I realize now, you know, since I started dating Kat, she's a very outgoing person. And she's even more outgoing than I am. And I didn't realize it, but I'm, like, I'm very much an introvert. Like, I guess they call them, like, introverted extroverts or whatever the heck they call them. Where it's, like, if I'm in a group of people, for the most part, I'll be very friendly. But as I've gotten older, the older I've gotten, the less willing I am to, like, socialize. And I don't know what it is. I think I'm becoming just, like, an old curmudgeon type of person. But, I mean, like, and I hate saying this because it's, like, it sounds, like, cliche where it's, like, oh, once you have kids, you change. But, I mean, I swear, ever since I had Amelia, or, you know, ever since Amelia was born, I've kind of become, like, I don't care about your drama. I'm just going to, like, play with my kid. You know, I'm just going to, like, watch right. her, you know, talk to or watch her videos or something. You know, like, I'd rather do that. But, like, I get it. You know, I should probably start playing games and stuff like that where it's, like, I can talk to people. Because I think if I could, where it'd be, like, hey, I want to jump online. And then, like, we're just kind of, like, in a party, and then people are just, you know, you're playing online with people, I guess that would probably work. But yeah, this fact that the Switch doesn't have, you know, its own, like, chat system is kind of annoying.
Especially in 2018, exactly. 2017, whenever it came out.
Exactly. You think, okay, cool, I have to use Discord or some other, you know, third-party app to do it. And it's kind of annoying because if I'm playing on my Switch, I don't want to have to be on my phone, you know? I mean, unless you're me and I'm playing, like, Stardew Valley and I'm trying to figure out how the hell to complete a quest, and I'm like, all right, I need to Google this really quick because I have no idea what I'm doing here. I'm one of those people. Like, I'm like, all right, cool, I want to do this and do all that. I mean, I literally spent 30 minutes today at one point playing that game, and all I was doing was, like, constructing, like, fencing so that I could, like, plant seeds. That's Are literally you serious? What I did for half an hour. Dude, I did that for half an hour.
How is that engaging? How? That has to be engaging.
Dude, I was one of those who played... what did I play? I used to play Roller Coaster Tycoon. I didn't like playing as The Sims. I played Roller Coaster Tycoon because I could run, like, a farm. Or, I mean, I could run, like, a theme park and stuff like that. Like, I'm the guy who plays, like, NBA 2K, and I play it on, like, Dynasty mode, and I almost never play the actual games. You know, like, I would play, like, Madden and play Dynasty mode because I'm trying to, like, trade draft picks and stuff. Like, I'm that type of a player. So, I mean, that's where I come from. You know, that's me. You know, I play MLB The Show, and I'm trying to trade, like, prospects, and I'm trying to, like, build a contender, like, 20 years from now. I guess I'm wired different when I play. It's just, I like those type of tasks instead of just, oh, I'm going to play, like, and that's why I don't play fighting games, man. Like, fighting games, for the most part, are kind of boring unless you're going to have a bunch of people over and you're going to play together. They just kind of bore me, like, and role-playing games, for the most part, have also been kind of boring unless, again, you're playing with people. So, like, I play a lot of games that are just solo, and I'm just like, all right, cool. Like, I'll play, I think I told you, I'll play, like, Civilization, and I'll play that. But even that, like, I'll play, for the most part, just against the computer on, like, hard difficulty or something.
I'll disagree with you a little bit just because, well, maybe because I play JRPGs more than I do Western RPGs, but I don't mind playing JRPGs by myself. I actually prefer that. I don't want anybody bothering me unless you're just sitting there hyping me up during boss battles. Like, that's it. But other than that, I mean, I tend to agree with you with what you're saying.
No, I mean, yeah, I'm just saying, man, like, I play those games, like, especially now, like, we're basically stuck with all this free time. I mean, I'm going to probably play a game where I can sit down and play it for, like, half an hour to an hour. I'll be honest, like, I don't play a lot. When I do, I might play, like, a multiple sittings throughout the day, but I'm not playing for, like, hours upon, upon hours. I don't do that.
Right.
It's really difficult when you have a child, let alone you just try to, you know, keep yourself busy. But when I do play, it's at least 20 or 30 minutes at a time, you know, save the game and log off or whatever. So, I mean, that's why I tend to not play online. I mean, I you know, I've done it where I played Madden and played online games and, you know, got my ass kicked a few times, you know, kicked a few asses in that time and all that kind of stuff. So there's games I like to play, but I mean, as a whole, I don't want to bother because I don't want to talk to anyone. Like I said, unless I'm wanting to chat with someone specific and we'll play a game or something. Like if you were to be like, hey, let's play, I don't know, some game or something, I'd be like, all right, cool. There's a 2 players. That's, you know, like if it's a two, like if it's a Diablo or something, like I'll play Diablo 4 with people. That's fine. I'm cool with that. But I mean, anything else, I don't really want to play like anything else with anyone. I guess, I don't know. What I'm trying to say is I'm basically just like a person who doesn't like to talk to anyone anymore.
It's like you're antisocial, but only in certain situations.
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm totally antisocial. Like, I'm just like, cool. I have friends, and I talk to them once in a while, and that's about it, man. Like for the most part, people just, like, leave me alone, which is weird because, I mean, you know me. Like, we used to go to, like, the club and stuff, and I'd randomly pop in somewhere and just be like, all right, guys, I'm out. You know, I would do this stuff, but
right.
I guess, I don't know, man. Like, you know, cliche is, like, when you get older and you have a kid, it changes you. I mean, realistically, I don't feel like having to sit through a conversation of you talking about something I don't care about, I guess.
Yeah. And that's why, more than anything, we just need sports to come back because it's like the one thing that, you know, it kind of brightens everybody's day. You know, even when you're talking trash to other people or, you know, your team's on a losing streak or, you know, they just happen to, you know, lose the big game or, you know, missed out on, you know, keeping a player that they wanted to keep and they unloaded them for, you know, not as many prospects or as much value in return. You know, it's just something that you can have a debate with, you can talk to people about, and you can enjoy watching together, you know. So obviously the sooner we get live sports back, the better. When that'll be, we don't know, but you know, obviously we're all looking forward to that day where we can, you know, back to talking about sports on a everyday basis and just really enjoy the games. That's the one thing I have noticed that I miss the most, and I always enjoyed it. It was an underrated aspect of sports to me, but I miss just seeing people and being in the crowd and hearing the roar of the crowd when something goes right or hearing how silent it is if something goes wrong. I really miss being in those spaces. You miss seeing the tailgates, and obviously it's not football season right now, but you know, baseball kicking up and not being around, or baseball supposed to be kicking up and starting right now. That's the one thing I do miss, is just, you know, the car ride or the subway ride. You know, obviously out here we have BART, we don't have a subway, but it's the same thing, heavy rail. I missed that. And I look forward to when we can get back to that of just enjoying everything around the sporting event and each other, in addition to the actual game that's being played and the players that we, you know, love or loathe so much, you know?
No, yeah, I hear you, man. I mean, and we'll, I mean, obviously on like future episodes, you know, everyone, you only got to worry about us only just talking about random stuff, but we'll probably,
but we promise we won't. We'll get back to 49ers. Trust us.
Yeah, we'll get to some 49ers stuff. But I mean, you know, there's just not a lot to talk about. And then it's kind of the problem. It's like, cool, open free agency. You had about a couple of days, and I mean, we talked about it, you know, through text and everything. Where when free agency opened up, you know, Twitter and social media just kind of went crazy for about 24 hours because we had something other than, you know, the virus. We had something other than just like, oh, look at this. Like all these people that are getting sick and dying and stuff. So it was something different. So, you know, that we kind of cannibalized that thing though after a while, because now it's like, all right, there's no news again. And we're just kind of doing stuff. I mean, I threw out a mock draft the other day on fullpresscoverage.com, but you know, for the 49ers, and that was cool, you know, take a mind off of it. So that's kind of stuff that we'll be able to do at least a little bit. Hopefully we don't, like you said earlier, we don't know if there's going to be a draft or not. It looks like it's still a go, but I mean, things can change from now until, was it April 23rd is the draft officially. So we'll see if that happens. But yeah, man, I mean, honestly, everyone, if you're listening, thanks for being here today. It's like we talked about, it's not going to be your typical pod because, you know, life's not typical right now. So we're just trying to deal with it. But yeah, I mean, everyone, if you're listening, you know, stay at home if you can. If you can't and you got to go to work, you know, I get it. Just try to be as safe as possible. I mean, if you're a little stressed and freaked out about what you got to do and trying to make money, you know, just, you know, hopefully you guys can get some aid soon. You know, hopefully things are going to be coming in. I know they were trying to like send out the money like within the next few weeks. So hopefully that actually happens. But yeah, man, if you're out there and you're listening, just kind of like, you know, this will be over soon enough. I mean, do what you got to do now. It'll be over soon enough. I mean, obviously it can't come fast enough, but, you know, it's hopefully if we can all do our part now, it's going to work for everyone. So, you know, stay at home if you can, you know, practice your social distancing, wash your hands, you know, be safe and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. Anything else you want to tell the kids, Jared?
I mean, I'll just, you know, follow up. There's a saying that most of the adults in my family, parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles used to tell me when I was in high school, and it still carries throughout the rest of your life. Do what you got to do so that way you can do what you want to do. Do what you got to do now so you can do what you want to do later. And the doing what we have to do is, you know, we need to maintain this social distancing, so self-isolation right now, so that way we can help contain, mitigate, and hopefully suppress the spread of COVID-19. And obviously, you know, keep washing your hands, be as cleanly as you can, sanitize, you know, these frequently touched surfaces, whether it's countertops, doorknobs, faucets, you know, shower, you know, if you have a faucet in the shower, whatever a lot of people are touching, you know, video game controllers, computer, whatever. But the other thing I would say too, you know, hopefully if you're listening to this, you don't end up in this situation. And hopefully for you or I or our families, we don't end up in this situation either where we have to go to the hospital. But just really keep in mind, you know, our medical professionals, keep in mind our essential service workers, anybody that's got to be outside if they're working in an Amazon warehouse or a grocery store, or if they're at a body shop, or, you know, they're working, you know, for the city government, trying to keep things going. Really keep those folks, especially those grocery store workers and our medical professionals, and the folks that are driving, working, you know, having to interact with people, postal workers, you know, just thank them for, you know, obviously doing their job and understanding just how important it is in our society. I know a lot of times we tend to rate things by how much money you make or what your social status is, but it really showing you in times like this, you know, just how important, you know, those workers are, sanitation, or workers that work in sanitation or in utilities, just how important they are to keep our society functioning on a very basic level. So that way we can enjoy some of the leisures and luxuries that we have to help us, you know, with the technologies we have in this day and age. So just keep them in mind. And then I'd also say, if you have folks that are high risk, if you have, you know, folks that are living on their own, whether they're elderly, you have a grandparent, or whether it's just a friend that you haven't checked in with a while, just, you know, tap in with them, call them, you know, make sure they're doing good. You know, because as hard as it is for, you know, us, the individual, you know, going through it, you know, there's somebody else that's going through it just as much, or, you know, might be feeling like they're abandoned or forgot about. So it's amazing what one little call, even if it's just 5-10 minutes, can do to brighten somebody's day, or FaceTime them or Zoom them. So just think about those people as you're going about your day. Be sure to thank people and obviously maintain social distance, and just, you know, we'll get through this together. I know, you know, it's become a little bit of a cliche, but I really do believe it. If we can all, the majority of us, or all of us, do our part, you know, that'll be sooner we can get back to a somewhat normal life and lifestyle, and you know, get back to enjoying these NFL games and talking about them and going to the stadium, and just enjoying each other's company in person and not from distance.
Yeah, no doubt, man. I mean, like you said, everyone, you just kind of like, just do your part, man. Just listen to what, you know, what you need to listen to. you know, listen to the medical experts, the doctors and stuff like that.
Yes.
Yeah. So do that. Definitely. On a positive note, obviously we're going to try to be back later on this week. We're going to have another pod, talk about more stuff. Jared's going to go ahead and watch that Tiger King docuseries on Netflix. I'm probably going to finish up like Better Call Saul at some point this week. I'll be honest, man. Like, you know, I only watch here and there, but I mean, it's an interesting show. I've never really watched it until recently, so that's really cool. But
which is weird. And I'll let you close it out. But I've always found that weird, considering you were the guy that put me on Breaking Bad, but you don't watch Better Call Saul. I just want to throw that out there.
I'll be honest, man. Like, you know, like,
and you were on Breaking Bad early too. You like season one, season two, Breaking Bad.
Yeah, you know, like Breaking Bad was really good, but it ended in a way that really made me not want to watch it anymore. So, I mean, that was kind of it. That's probably why I never watched the Better Call Saul until recently. But, yeah, I mean, we're going to go ahead and talk about those things next time. We're also going to probably talk about whatever 49er news we have, which isn't a lot. So we'll go ahead and save that for the next episode. But, again, everyone, thanks for listening. You know, we've only been a show for about 2 months now, and you guys have been amazing, you know, listening and downloading. You know, download the Full Press Coverage app today, you know, listen to the podcast, you know, rate us, review us, you know, if you can give us 5 stars, that'd be great. Leave us a nice review. But yeah, for everyone, you know, if you're listening, take care of yourselves, you know, be safe. I'm Ryan. That's Jared. Jared, tell everyone good night.
Good night, everybody. Thank you. We'll see you soon.
All right. This has been another episode of the Full Press Coverage 49ers podcast. Have a great night, everyone.